Hello, this is Missy Hollander from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you the events and happenings for the upcoming week and month, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. We're going to start with some upcoming performances with Goodnight's Comedy Club. Goodnight's Comedy Club is located at 861 West Morgan Street in downtown Raleigh. Their phone number for ticket information is 919-828-5233. June 6th through June 8th, Josh Blue will be performing. Josh Blue has been a fast-rising star since first appearing on Comedy Central's Mind of Manisha, before gaining the attention and endearment of the country as a favorite on NBC's Last Comic Standing. Josh is a diverse and triumphant individual, hilarious stand-up comedian, standout guest star on television, talented artist, and stellar U.S. Paralympic soccer player, refusing to bow down to any of the challenges that come from living with cerebral palsy. Blue jokes, "I realize that people are going to stare, so I want to give them something to stare at." Josh uses his incredible sense of humor and versatile persona to defy stereotypes and encourage others to overcome their preconceived notions about people who are considered disabled. His unique brand of reverse teasing affords him the great joy of humbling, condescending people. Josh's standout performances at the 2004 Las Vegas Comedy Festival earned him $10,000 as the grand prize winner of the Royal Flush Comedy Competition. He has appeared on NBC, MSNBC, Fox News, and Fox Sports Net. In 2005, Josh emerged as a major force on the college circuit with main stage showcases that garnered rave reviews and helped him earn a nomination for Best Diversity Event of 2006 by APCA. A Lewis and Clark College programmer remarked, quote, "Not only did Josh Blue receive a standing ovation, but he was the funniest comedian for the entire three-day convention." From comedy clubs and theater engagements to college campuses and corporate events, wherever he takes the stage, Josh elicits a widely appreciative crowd response. His uncanny ability to improvise with any audience, coupled with comedic timing rarely found in a performer of his age, has enabled Josh to rapidly develop a fan base across the country. Ken Josh Blue will be performing at Goodnight's Comedy Club June 6th through June 8th. Also coming up at Goodnight's Comedy Club is Orny Adams, and that performance will take place June 13th through the 15th. American comic Orny Adams first rose to international prominence after co-starring in Jerry Seinfeld's documentary Comedian. He has made several appearances on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno and has appeared on The Late Show with David Letterman. In 2010, Orny followed up his critically acclaimed debut comedy DVD CD, Path of Most Resistance, with a powerful and poignant one-hour special, Orny Adams Takes the Third, which aired on Comedy Central. The DVD reached number one in comedy on Amazon. Currently, Orny can be seen on the iconic role Coach Finstock on the hit MTV show Teen Wolf, a one-hour drama created by Criminal Minds' Jeff Davis. Early in his career, Orny was named in The Hollywood Reporter as a favorite comedian to watch. He has written jokes for Jay Leno, Gary Shandling, and many other top comedians. He has twice written for the annual Emmys broadcast and has become the go-to guy when a celebrity needs a funny line. In July 2000, Orny made quite an impact at the Montreal Comedy Festival, which resulted in a development deal with Warner Brothers Studio and his appearance on Letterman. In 2010, Orny was thrilled to return to the festival in Montreal, working alongside one of his favorite comedians, Steve Martin, on a taped televised stand-up show Martin hosted. Orny garnered rave reviews for his performance and was called a standout act by The Hollywood Reporter. Other notable projects include a talk show pilot developed for Orny by CBS television distribution King World, alongside Ashton Kutcher's Catalyst Films. Orny shot another pilot for his own late-night talk show for TBS and taped his own series, Modern Chaos with Orny Adams, for the Discovery Channel. He hosted his own show on Discovery's Travel Channel, has appeared on Jimmy Glick, Tough Crowd on Comedy Central, The Late Late Show with Craig Kilborn, Last Call with Carson Daly, and did a regular segment on Hollywood and politics on Entertainment Tonight and The Insider. But none of this matters until you see Orny live, where he is at his best, deconstructing the chaos of the modern world and getting worked up about things that most people just accept. His tour has reached clubs, theaters, even the Staples Center in L.A., colleges, corporate events, and festivals as far away as Ireland, Australia, and South Africa. Orny's comedy style is unique, yet universally appealing. Ornie is quick on his feet to deliver a powerful, clever, sophisticated, and fast-paced routine that attacks topics from an angle that many people have never considered. Again, Ornie Adams performs June 13th through the 15th at Goodnight's Comedy Club. And for ticket information, that phone number again is 919-828-5233. Coming up at the Cocoa Booth Amphitheater, which is located in Cary, the North Carolina Symphony Summerfest is taking place. And this performance will take place Saturday, June 8th. Backed by popular demand, the orchestra will once again host the Fab Four as part of the Classical Mystery Tour, which celebrates the 45th anniversary of the release of the Beatles' White Album. Guest conductor Martin Herman will lead the North Carolina Symphony and the Classical Mystery Tour Band in some of the greatest Beatles tunes ever, such as I Am the Walrus, Eleanor Rigby, and Penny Lane, along with beautiful ballads such as The Long and Winding Road and Yesterday. The symphony guarantees the audience will love it. The gates open at 5 p.m. The concert starts at 7:30 p.m. Ticket prices for this performance, $35 for table seats and $33 for long tickets. All prices will increase by $2 the day of the event. Kids 12 and under are free, and to purchase tickets or for more information about tickets, you can call the Cocoa Booth Amphitheater at 919-462-2052. The North Carolina Symphony presents the Jerry Garcia Symphonic Celebration featuring Warren Haynes on June 20th. The North Carolina Symphony will present a new symphonic project celebrating the life and work of American musical icon Jerry Garcia, featuring roots rock legend and Asheville native Warren Haynes, Thursday, June 20th at 8 p.m. at the Red Hat Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh. The Raleigh appearance is the tour's only concert date in North Carolina. This groundbreaking orchestral adventure features Garcia's storied original compositions as well as classic interpretations of timeless standards that were hallmarks of Garcia and the Grateful Dead shows. Renowned vocalist-guitarist Warren Haynes, the Allman Brothers Band, Government Mule, and the Grateful Dead will collaborate with the North Carolina Symphony, lending his soul-soaked, introspective blend of rock, blues, R&B, and jazz to Garcia's masterworks. Tickets to the Jerry Garcia Symphonic Celebration featuring Warren Haynes range from $29 to $75. For more information, you can go to the North Carolina Symphony's website at www.ncsymphony.org, or you can call them at 919-733-2750 or toll-free at 877-627-6724. Jerry Garcia created an unparalleled legacy across the American landscape, most notably in his role as a founding member, singer, songwriter, and lead guitarist of the Grateful Dead. Garcia's unmistakable guitar tone enchanted multitudes of deadheads throughout the band's 30-year career and beyond. His work with the Jerry Garcia Band, Old and In the Way, Legion of Mary, Garcia Grissom, and projects with Merle Saunders only scratched at the surface of his musical influences as he set out to master the great American songbook. Unequivocally devoted to the craft of music, Garcia continues to inspire future generations through the body of work he has left behind and his creative spirit. As rock's foremost MVP singer-songwriter, Warren Haynes has been constantly on the move and in the spotlight for the past two decades. During that time, Haynes has maintained his tenure in Government Mule, the Allman Brothers Band, and the Grateful Dead, and while barely catching his breath between the tours and studio sessions, he has also performed or cut tunes with a diverse array of musicians, including Phil Leschenfrantz, James Hetfield, Bob Dylan, John Lee Hooker, Eric Clapton, Bonnie Raitt, Dave Matthews, Kid Rock, and most recently with his longtime hero B.B. King. Red Hat Amphitheater is located adjacent to the Raleigh Convention Center. That address is 500 South McDowell Street in downtown Raleigh. And again, for ticket information, you can call them at 919-733-2750 or toll-free 877-627-6724. And again, that performance, the North Carolina Symphony presents Jerry Garcia, Symphonic Celebration featuring Warren Haynes, will take place on June 20th. Coming up at the DPAC, Anthony Hamilton with special guest Eric Benet and Marcus Canty. DPAC is located at 123 Vivian Street in downtown Durham. For ticket information, you can call them at 919-680-2787. Soul fans are in for a treat when the Soulful Summer Tour featuring Anthony Hamilton with special guest Eric Benet and Marcus Canny come June 8th as part of the Cool Summer Nights at DPAC, and that performance takes place at 8 p.m. Fans began paying attention to Anthony Hamilton in 2002 when he sang the infectious hook on the Nappy Roots Po' Folks. That performance netted the singer the first of 10 Grammy nominations for Best Rap Song Collaboration. More recently, his arresting voice provided the perfect accompaniment to Jill Scott's earthy vocals on the captivating duet So In Love. Their dynamic pairing also set a record, 18 weeks at number one on the Billboard's Urban AC chart. His fourth studio album, Back in Love, debuted at number 12 on the Billboard 200 chart, selling over 63,000 copies its first week. That was his follow-up to the 2008 gold-certified number one debuting album, The Point of It All. The Charlotte, North Carolina native's resume also includes performing a virtual duet of Juan Natale alongside Nat King Cole for the Nat King Cole Holiday Collection, and a cameo appearance in the 2007 Oscar-nominated film American Gangster starring Denzel Washington. Hamilton also performed that soundtrack's lead song, the Diane Warren penned Do You Feel Me, while his song Struggle No More and Can't Let Go appeared on the Daddy's Little Girl soundtrack. R&B crooner, songwriter, and actor Eric Benet has successfully released six albums and was also nominated for a 2012 Grammy Award for Best Traditional R&B Performance for his single Sometimes I Cry. He has also been active as an actor and most recently starred in his first lead role in the feature film Trinity Goodheart. Additionally, Eric has a recurring role in the television program For Your Love and made his film debut alongside Mariah Carey in Glitter. Marcus Canty is the 21-year-old who won the Hearts of America on Fox's X Factor talent show. In 2009, Canty was chosen over hundreds of high school seniors across the nation by the National Foundation for the Advancement of the Arts, Young Art, which recognizes and supports America's most talented 15 to 18-year-olds in the visual, literary, and performing arts, and was inducted into the organization. All guests require a ticket for this performance, regardless of age. No one under the age of 5 is admitted to the theater, and as always, children must be able to sit quietly in their own seat without disturbing other guests. To better serve DPAC concert fans in the primary market area, online sales to this event will be restricted to the residents of North Carolina. Online orders by residents outside of this approved sales area will be canceled without notice and refunds given. If you live outside this approved sales area or using a credit card with a billing address outside of this area, you can still purchase tickets by calling the DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787. Also coming to DPAC on June 16, Kings of the Mic, LL Cool J, featuring DJ Z Trip, Ice Cube, Public Enemy, and De La Soul. And this performance takes place at 7 p.m. The two-time Grammy-winning recording artist LL Cool J, featuring DJ Z Trip, will headline the Kings of the Mic tour, which will prove to be the summer's ultimate hip-hop music experience. Joined by legendary artists Ice Cube, Public Enemy, and De La Soul, the tour will stop in Durham June 16th as part of the Cool Summer Nights at DPAC. The tour underscores what true, authentic hip-hop music is based on, with these groundbreaking artists bringing their music to fans across generations. VIP packages are limited, and they will include meet and greet with LL Cool J, premium ticket locations, exclusive merchandise, and more, available for purchase online only through the VIP Nation. This tour will come on the heels of the release of LL's 14th new studio album, Authentic. The multi-platinum artist returned to the studio and kicked the volume up to celebrate a powerful album that came from his true passion for music and would speak to his fans. Celebrating his 30th year in music, Authentic features the iconic rapper in his element. The album is anchored by LL's expressive attitude, where his sensitive side is present as his slicing lyrical switchblades. Authentic comes to life with crazy club jams, tender tracks, personal tributes, and hard-hitting commentary addressing the current hip-hop climate. First introduced to the world in 1984 as Def Jam Records' flagship artist, LL Cool J is the first rap artist to amass 10 consecutive platinum-selling albums. The multi-platinum artist and two-time Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominee is currently tied for third place for the most Billboard chart debuts by a rapper. For three decades, has continued to influence hip-hop with rap ballads that captivate generations of audiences. Since then, the veteran rapper has evolved his scope of work across entertainment, appearing in numerous television and film roles, among many other projects. Since the 1980s, Ice Cube has been a premier cultural watchdog, astutely commenting on, examining, and detailing the breadth of the American experience with a deft comedic touch that has endeared him to several generations of fans. As a solo recording artist, Ice Cube has sold more than 10 million albums while remaining one of rap's most respected and influential artists. Every bit as compelling as their starting first single, Public Enemy No. 1, which was released in 1987, Public Enemy has never stopped urging to fight the power as their artistry meets with unwavering critical acclaim and legions of worldwide fans. De La Soul is an American hip-hop trio best known for their electric sampling, quirky lyrics, and their contributions to the evolution of the jazz rap and alternative hip-hop subgenres. With its playful wordplay, innovative sampling, and witty skits, the band's debut album 3 Feet High and Rising has been called a hip-hop masterpiece. In 2006, the group won a Grammy for their collaboration with Gorillaz on the single Feel Good Inc. Again, Kings of the Mic featuring LL Cool J, DJ Z-Trip, Ice Cube, Public Enemy, and De La Soul will perform at DPAC June 16th at 7 p.m. You can call them for tickets at 919-680-2787. The Carolina Theater, Aaron Lewis will be performing Monday, June 10th at 8 p.m. The Carolina Theater is located at 309 West Morgan Street in downtown Durham. For ticket information, you can call 919-560-3030. Tickets for the Aaron Lewis performance range from $27 to $47. If you want to get to know Aaron Lewis, just listen to his music. The Grammy Award-nominated multi-platinum singer, songwriter, and guitarist tells one story after another. Echoing traditional country, some of those tales are hilarious and heartwarming, while others are pensive and personal. Nevertheless, they're all equally powerful, vibrant, and unforgettable. Also coming to the Carolina Theater, John McLaughlin and the Fourth Dimension Tour with Gary Husband, Itani Mbappi, and Ranjit Barrett, and that performance will take place Tuesday, June 11th at 8 p.m., and tickets for that are going to be $32 to $52. It has been nearly 2 years since world-renowned guitarist John McLaughlin released To The One, the highly acclaimed first studio recording with the Fourth Dimension. The veteran guitar aficionado celebrates his 70th birthday year with the announcement of Now Hear This, set for release on October 18th, as he ups the ante even further with greater fire, finesse, and freewheeling interplay. McLaughlin's musical influences carry over to many of the musical elite, also declaring him to be the best guitarist alive, as Jeff Beck mused in 2010. In 2003, McLaughlin was ranked 49th in the Rolling Stone magazine list of the 100 greatest guitarists of all time, and in the summer of 2007, McLaughlin performed at Eric Clapton's Crossroads Guitar Festival in Bridgeview, Illinois. Chick Corea remarked to Downbeat magazine that, what, quote, John McLaughlin did with the electric guitar set the world on its ear. No one ever heard of an electric guitar played like that before, and it certainly inspired me. John's band, more than my experience with Miles, led me to want to turn the volume up and write music that was more dramatic and make your hair stand on end. Again, the John McLaughlin and the Fourth Dimension Tour will take place Tuesday, June 11th at 8 p.m. And for ticket information for that performance and the Aaron Lewis performance at the Carolina Theater, you can call them at 919-560-3030. Glenn Hansen performs at the North Carolina Museum of Art on Saturday, June 15th at 7:30 p.m. The North Carolina Museum of Art is located at 2010 Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh. And for ticket information, you can call them at 919-715-5923. Tickets for this range from $24 for general admission to $35 for reserved. Children ages 7 through 18, general admission only, are $12, and children 6 and under are free. Glenn Hanser last appeared on the Park Theater stage in 2010 with Markita Irglova as The Swell Season. The two rocketed to fame following the hit indie film Once, which was loosely based on Hanser's life as a street musician in Dublin. Hanser and Irglova starred in the movie and wrote and performed the music that was central to the story. Their composition, Falling Slowly, won the Oscar for Best Original Song, which they memorably performed at the Academy Awards ceremony. But Hansard's exceptional and soulful songwriting and performing style was established earlier as the frontman for the popular Irish band The Frames, with whom he recorded many albums and still performs. A devotee of Dylan, Leonard Cohen, and Van Morrison, he released his first solo album, Rhythm and Response, last year to critical acclaim. Again, Glenn Hansard at the North Carolina Museum of Art on Saturday, June 15th at 7:30 p.m. And again, that number for ticket information is 919-715-5923. It's time to read some upcoming events with the Pinecone. Jake Shimabukuro will be performing Saturday, June 8th at 8 p.m. at the Carolina Theater. Again, that's located at 309 West Morgan Street in downtown Durham. You can call them for ticket information at 919-664-8302. Pinecone members, tickets are $27 to $29 and $32 to $34 for the general public. Ukulele virtuoso Jake Shimabukuro returns to North Carolina for a special concert at the Carolina Theater of Durham. His past shows in Raleigh have all had a waiting list when he has performed at the 600-seat Fletcher Theater, and Pinecone is excited to bring him to a hall that can seat more people while maintaining an intimate atmosphere. This year alone, he has performed on Jimmy Kimmel Live, Rolling Stone Live, A Prairie Home Companion, and CNN's The Next List. His newest album, entitled Grand Ukulele, was produced by Alan Parsons. This new project incorporates standalone solo tracks and beautiful orchestra selections recorded at Nashville's famed RCA Studio, in a band anchored by drummer Simon Phillips. On the new LP, he infuses his buoyant musicianship and brisk proficiency, and that's a quote from the New York Times, with the rock and roll technique that has earned him the title of Jimi Hendrix of the ukulele, and that's a quote from Guitar Player. He has defied the limitations of his four-string, two-octave instrument with his astonishing covers of While My Guitar Gently Weeps and Bohemian Rhapsody. Again, Jake Shimabukuro will be performing Saturday, June 8th at 8 p.m. at the Carolina Theater. And for ticket information, you can call them at 919-664-8302. Sparky and Rhonda Rucker, Heroes in Hard Times, will be performing Sunday, June 9th at 3 p.m., doors opening at 2:45 p.m. at the Daniels Auditorium at the North Carolina Museum of History, located at 5 East Edington Street in Raleigh. This performance is free and open to the public, though a free ticket is required. Sparky and Rhonda Rucker's Heroes in Hard Times, American History Through Song and Story, includes songs and stories relating to slavery, the Underground Railroad, the Civil War, the westward migration, the birth of the blues, and the Civil Rights Movement. Sparky and Rhonda tell the history of America by singing the songs and telling the stories of their ancestors. The Ruckers perform a variety of early American music, including slave spirituals, Underground Railroad songs, and Civil War songs, incorporating blues-style harmonica and bottleneck blues guitars. While you're at the museum, look for the Freedom Coming, Freedom for All exhibit, a panel exhibit which includes the official preliminary Emancipation Proclamation on a one-month loan from the National Archives from Washington, D.C. that was signed by President Abraham Lincoln. Admission to both the exhibit and the concert are free. Again, that performance takes place Sunday, June 9th at 3 p.m. at the Daniels Auditorium at the North Carolina Museum of History. Erin McDermott will be performing Saturday, June 15th at 6 p.m. at the Sertoma Amphitheater in Bond Park, located at 801 High House Road in Cary. And the rain site for that is the Kiwanis Shelter at Bond Park, same address, and this performance is free. Singer-songwriter Erin McDermott comes to Central North Carolina from her home in Central Vermont to share her original heartfelt songs that tell stories of life, longing, and love, personal tales with universal themes. McDermott showcased at the IBMA World of Bluegrass in 2012, and she has collaborated ACM Fiddle Player of the Year Stuart Duncan, IBMA Guitarist of the Year Brian Sutton, and Grammy Award winner Tim O'Brien, among others, on her debut solo album, Time to Go. O'Brien says of her music, Erin McDermott writes short stories and song about small-town life in Vermont. Her characters come alive in the songs, and you get to know these real people by the time the second chorus comes around. With a voice as strong and as uniquely expressive as her lyrics, Erin is a songwriter to watch in the coming years. Again, this is a free concert. Erin McDermott will be performing Saturday, June 15th at 6 p.m. at the Sertoma Amphitheater in Cary at Bond Park, located at 801 High House Road. The rain site will be at the Kiwanis Shelter in Bond Park at that same address in Cary. And we have time to read a couple of the upcoming events for the week. Friday, June 7th, Big Fat Gap will be performing at the Carolina Inn on the front porch in Chapel Hill. For ticket information, you can call them at 1-800-962-8519. Also on Friday, June 7th, Nora Jane Struthers and the Party Line will be at the Arts Center in Carrboro. Phone number 919-929-2787. From the Delta to the Bayou, featuring Ben Payton and Pat Mother Blues Cohen, will be at the Southern Village in Chapel Hill on Friday, June 7th. Phone number 919-933-4422. And Big Fat Gap also will be performing on Friday at the Carolina Inn. And that is on the front porch in Chapel Hill. Again, that phone number is 1-800-962-8519. On Saturday, June 8th, on Sunday, June 9th, we have Doug and Talisha Daniel Smith, Popular Night Spot in Aberdeen, phone number 910-944-7502. On Wednesday, June 12th, we have Barleycorn and Rye at the Irregardless Cafe, and that's in downtown Raleigh. Their phone number is 919-833-8898. Peter Lamb and the Wolves will be performing at the Cocoa Booth Amphitheater, Crescent Deck in Cary. And again, that's Wednesday, June 12th. Their phone number is 919-462-2025. On Friday, June 14th, the Gravy Boys will be at the Carolina Inn Fridays on the front porch in Chapel Hill. One more time, that phone number is 1-800-962-8519. Sheila K. Adams will be performing Friday, June 14th at the Art Center in Carrboro. Phone number 919-929-2787. Swift Creek will be performing at the Poorhouse Music Hall in Raleigh. Phone number 919-821-1120. And that is also on Friday, June 14th. And finally, we have the Smith Family Band. Again, this is also on Friday, June 14th at the Bynum Front Porch Music Series at the Bynum General Store in Bynum, North Carolina. And we have run out of time for today's episode of the Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you listen again, and I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Missy Hollander, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.